They're just like, there's a reason why they're the Foo Fighters, why, like, they're so big.
Like I said before, they were the best show I've ever been to until I went and saw Alexis on Fire.
That's awesome.
But
One thing I like about Bad Religion, and I used to listen to a lot more punk when I was younger, but Bad Religion is one of the punk bands that I've stuck with as I get older. And one thing I like to tell people about Bad Religion, who maybe don't know much about them or much about punk in general, is that you have your punk bands, like you have, you know, whoever, you know, Descendants or NoFX or whoever, these kind of, you know, noisy, kind of like sloppy punk bands. But that's like the appeal,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You know, they're not master songwriters. They just, they do what they do, or they do it hard, or they do it fast, and messiness, and not having the best vocals, but having like the right mentality or the right anger or whatever you're going for is really what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
Bad Religion, though, is an example of actual good punk rock musicians. And I don't mean that as like a slight against other punk rock. I just mean that, like, they're polished musicians. Nothing about their songs, even though they're punk, nothing about them is messy or anything that. No. They're actually really smart guys. And I know the lead singer of Bad Religion, I think his name is Greg Gaffin. He's a professor over at Cornell University. I forget what he teaches, but like, they're intelligent guys who know what they're doing. And wow. I respect them a lot.
Yeah. That's,
they're a cool band.
That's news to me.
Yeah. I like them a lot. Anyway, so it is 9:01, and I would just like to remind you that you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Danny. I'm with my friend Frankie. I am subbing for someone tonight, but I will be back on Tuesday night at 10 p.m. with Kayla and her show, Black Stripes or White Keys. We're having a good night so far. We're going to be here for about another hour or so before I have to make a drive to the airport later tonight. Which I'm actually kind of looking forward to, strangely, because it is Sunday night, and I'm going to pick someone up at 11, which means no traffic.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be the most glorious drive to the airport I've maybe ever done.
Yeah, don't get used to that.
But, you know, it's kind of cool out tonight. There's a nice breeze, so let those windows down, turn that music up, and just drive to the airport. It's going to be nice and chill. I'm looking forward to it.
That's the way to do it.
What are you doing with the rest of your night after the show?
Honestly, I might crash.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, I'll either go home, maybe try to write some music, and then I'll sit there for like 20 minutes just noodling on a guitar, and then say, yeah, nope, nothing's coming. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I'll probably go to bed shortly after I get back from the airport.
True.
Because I've been a really early bird lately.
I'll throw on some Joji and call it a night.
You know, it used to be that I would not go to sleep until at least 1 o'clock in the morning, and I don't know, something in me just changed. I've just been going to bed earlier.
Yep. It's a beautiful thing, let me tell you. I get tired by like 9, and I'm like, oh, yep, it's time to go.
You know, I get excited now when I get tired, because I'm like, oh, yeah, it's time to end the day.
Oh.
Get some rest.
Like, it's 9 o'clock right now. My body's just like, yo, it's bedtime, Frank. What are you doing?
And I don't always get fulfilling sleep, but when I do get it, it's the best thing in the world.
Oh, yeah.
So, with that being said, we are going to get back to some music for you. Most of the songs that we've been playing have been my selection. However, Frankie has made some awesome contributions to the show. Just recently, we played a song by that band called Makeshift, who you mentioned that you guys are playing a show with soon.
Yeah.
They're good. I like them.
They're fantastic.
I
love them all.
If you've got any more requests, I will gladly take them. But for now, we are going to play some more music, and we will be back with you shortly. I don't know what I'm going to play yet, though. I'm literally going to come up with it, hopefully, in the next 10 seconds.
Julian Baker.
Oh, I don't want to cry. I'm not trying to shed some tears right now. Maybe later.
True.
Gotta have a good cry every once in a while.
I respect that vision.
And I'm definitely just stalling for a few seconds. All right. You know what? It's after 9 o'clock, so I got something for us, something that's mellow, a little chill, a little different than what we've been playing, and I really like it, and I think you guys will too. So we will be right back.
sister hit the coffin every tick just to see what happened. The time has really flown by, I guess, and it's hard to think of the way it might have been or remember really specifically the words and all the rest of it. I was down, more than I'll ever be, probably. But that has more to do with it altogether. Like the orange trees in the backyard, and it's Easter, and it just won't end. Fucking Phil, he's off on his board somewhere, and I'm just sitting here getting more and more lost with everything. That was the thing about it. It's not as if a cousin had promised something and taken it away. It was like nobody could share my so-called dreams, which really meant none of it was happening. And that reach around midnight left you with just about that. Nothing. There's not anything particular about it either, and I think that the whole thing gets vaguer every second. But I am too, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's even funny when I stop and realize I'm just 19. How serious can I be anyway? Not very. She makes me wanna die and follow where Mary goes and cherish the things she knows and says if I change my stride and then I'll fly. And she makes me wanna die. And change my stride. And then I fly. And look to the sun. See me in psychic pollution. Walking on the moon. And how could you dare? And who do you think you are? You're insignificant. A small piece. An ism. No more, no. Try to run the universe and can't even converse in universe. You know it's ironic. Smoking hydroponic. And she makes me wanna die. And change my stride. And then I'll fly. And she makes me wanna die. Follow where Mary goes and cherish the things she knows. Says if I change my stride, then I'll fly. And change my stride. You too. try to learn the universe and can't even converse in universe. You know.
Chisa, picha, honky, Chewbacca. Chewbacca.
Hello, everyone. We're back. That was the Chewbacca song, which
almost
was on.
Played twice.
Yeah, it almost played twice. I faded out at the end to make it seem like, wait, is that starting over, or do they just play the intro at the end of the song and then fade out as like a choice? I don't know. Anyways, that was on the soundtrack to the movie Clerks, which came out in 1994, and that's how I know that song. And I just think it's entertaining. It's like a minute and 25 seconds, and it sounds like kind of grungy enough where I'm like, I like this, and it's funny enough, and it's Star Wars, so. You know, so I hear some people are into that.
Star Wars?
Yeah.
Not a fan, personally.
Oh, yeah.
People would...
Star Trek?
Probably. No.
No? Nothing?
No. Nothing.
Hmm. Interesting.
Swing and a miss. Lord of the Rings? Nope.
Anything at all?
No, I just sit. I just like to watch. Just in general.
Just watch people? Watch...
Just watch.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you watch...
Just watch.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
What do you watch? Yeah, I do. I watch, bro.
I just like to watch.
Yeah. Anyways, so... Yeah, I don't know why I threw the Chewbacca song on there. I guess I just felt like it, you know? I cannot believe... I'm looking at the time. It is 9:25. I can't believe that we've been here for about an hour and a half, and we only have like half an hour left.
Yeah.
See, time goes by really fast sometimes when you're sitting in the studio having fun.
How much fun, Danny? How much?
So much fun. I'm not even playing the music. I'm just watching. You know?
He just likes to watch. I told you. I knew it was going to kick in eventually.
Anyways, so we played the song that played before that is this band called Filter. And they're actually a pretty decently well-known kind of like radio rock band. Their big hit was that song Take a Picture, which you've probably heard at some point in your life. But a lot of people don't know that the first album that they put out is different from the rest of their discography. I heard that like they put this album out and it was like this really awesome, really kind of gritty rock record from 1995. You should check it out. It's Filter. The name of the record is called Short Bus. And anyways, I heard that like a producer approached them and they were like, guys, this isn't like digestible enough. I can make you famous. Just come on with me. I'll make you famous. And he did, you know, because their next record was so much different than that. It was a lot lighter, a lot more radio friendly, and their big hit was on it. But that band was never the same.
Yeah.
It's just interesting how they had like one vision and then, you know, a guy came in, they changed their vision, put on now, probably made a lot of money and had great success, and that's great, and they probably stuck with it. But it's always interesting to me when bands have like that one album that is secretly like awesome, and you either like know about it and only like that album and not the rest of their stuff, or you just don't know about it at all.
Yeah, true.
Like, we were just talking about that band you just mentioned, Tiger's Jaw.
Yeah.
Who I know that they have fans, but I never personally got into them. But you're telling me their latest is actually pretty good?
Yeah, it's pretty decent. I think it's called Spin. Yeah, it's pretty good. I was never a huge Tiger's Jaw fan, but I listened to that album and I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah, they were always recommended to me, and I had fans who liked them, but for some reason they just never clicked. But I'll check this new album out. Maybe they'll click.
Yeah.
I was mentioning to you earlier when we were talking about this, though, really the only thing I remember about them is they have an album cover that's just a slice of cheese pizza, and it's beautiful.
Oh my.
It's just beautiful.
Is it just a picture, or is it just drawn?
No, it's just a picture of pizza, but like,
wow.
They captured such a perfect moment. It's like when you take a slice of pizza and the cheese is kind of like still kind of stuck to like the rest of the pizza, so the cheese is like stringing along, and you put it down on your paper plate, and there's like those little bits of stringy cheese just in all directions all over the plate. You know, that way you know the pizza's fresh and just ready, you know, for eating. It's just, I don't know. I guess
that.
I could apparently go on and on and on about this picture of pizza.
Pizza is good.
Food is good. Food is good, too. I ate like crap today.
Oh,
I made some poor decisions.
I always make bad decisions.
I know. It's going to catch up with you someday. It caught up with me years ago. And
It's caught up. I just resist.
I don't know what that means.
Take an omeprazole, take some probiotics, and hope for the best.
It's okay. Like, I had like a box of cheeses for breakfast, but I had some vitamin C. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No. So what did I eat? I went out to breakfast this morning. I mentioned this on my show earlier with Mike. I ate like a king. 3 pancakes, 3 over easy eggs, 3 sausage links, bacon, some nice crispy bacon, and some corned beef hash. I was full for hours.
My God.
I know. It was great. I ate at like 8:30 and then didn't eat until after the show with Mike, which ended at 3. So I got home, and I made some poor decisions when I went food shopping last. Someone just beeped.
Someone did just beep.
Yeah, I wonder if they listen to us right now. And I had a bag of, Munchies? They're owned by Frito-Lay. They mix together like Doritos, Cheetos, pretzels, and something else.
Oh, yes. I know exactly. I can picture the bag in my head now.
Dude, I like still feel a little nauseous after eating that. It's been hours. It was just a bad decision. I ate a lot of the bag, and I even just thinking about it, I'm like, I should not have done that. I had a bowl of cereal, which I do most days of the week. Because I like to keep in touch with the cereal world.
I could still eat cereal.
You can?
I can't drink milk.
I use almond milk.
I don't like any non-dairies. I'm a weirdo.
Hey, maybe you could try oat milk. You know, people have been really into that lately. Yeah. I only discovered it was a thing like 6 months ago.
Yeah, when people started asking me at work.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys have oat milk?
I'm like, I don't know what that is. I'm like, are you saying oat milk or goat milk?
When I remember the first time somebody asked me if I had it, I was like, oh yeah, I thought they said oatmeal, so I was like, oh yeah, of course. I got them a whole oatmeal set up, like their order was done. I don't know how they didn't realize that it was way too expensive for what they were actually looking for, and they were like, oh, I meant oat milk. It's like, oh.
Like, what is oat milk?
You just paid $5 for an oatmeal, so do you want it or no?
No, that's funny. So yeah, I had a bowl of Cocoa Pebbles.
I love Cocoa Pebbles.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the other thing, because Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles, they're weird. They have a unique texture.
Not a Fruity Pebbles fan. Love Cocoa Pebbles.
Everyone says that. I actually do like Fruity Pebbles. I like Cocoa Pebbles more, but I like Fruity Pebbles.
I never liked any fruity cereal, period.
Not Fruit Loops?
Nope.
Apple Jacks?
Apple Jacks I wouldn't consider to be so fruity. They were more cinnamony.
Yeah, but I mean, apple, bro.
I guess. Yeah.
I think
to an extent.
I'm with you. I prefer the sweets, like the chocolatey or Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Reese's Puffs, Cocoa Puffs.
I was a big honeycomb guy.
Oh, I like honeycomb. The only thing I don't like about honeycomb is that it can get really, really soggy.
Mm.
That's one of those cereals that, like, if you let it get soggy, it's just not that great. You know, you got to eat it pretty quickly.
If I'm being honest, I don't usually mind soggy cereal. Depending on how soggy it is, of course.
Let me ask you this. So you put milk in your cereal, right? Let's say you're having like Cocoa Puffs or whatever, and mm-hmm. the flavor of the Cocoa Puffs gets into the milk, and you kind of have chocolatey milk. Let's say you use a lot of milk and you eat your cereal, and you have a bunch of milk left over. Do you drink it or do you dump it down the drain? What do you do?
Oh, I drink it. I yeah? guzzle that back like nothing.
Now, I said Cocoa Puffs. Let's scratch that from the record. Any cereal at all. Leftover yep. milk. You drink it all the time?
100%.
Interesting.
And then when I started getting a stomach ache, I knew, okay, I guess I can't do this anymore. That sucks.
I'll never stop eating cereal.
Oh, I love
You're going to have to like take it away from me. Like I will never stop.
Eventually, I'll just try to drink milk again, and maybe by some miracle, it'll work out.
I have no desire to drink milk again.
Oh, I love milk. I always drank straight whole milk.
Really?
That was the first thing I drank in the morning every morning, and then I had to change.
Yeah.
I used to walk into work, and I would get a cup of whole milk and whatever breakfast item I picked.
I remember those old milk commercials from like the late 90s, early 2000s, where it was like...
with the mustache.
Yeah, but there was like that voice, and it was like... It was like, you want strong bones? The calcium in milk helps. And like that was like the commercial, you know? I don't know why that made me think
of
that.
Oh, yeah, that really makes me want to drink milk. Mm, yeah, do you guys have oat milk? Let's get back to that.
I still don't believe that that's a real thing. Anyway, so the time is 9:34. We're here for another 25 minutes. We'll play a couple more songs for you. Then we'll come back with a PSA, which we're going to do shortly, maybe after like two songs or so. So yeah, I said it before, but like, I can't believe this is already almost over. All right. We are going to play a song by a band called Narrowhead, which you and I were just talking about this off the air like 20 minutes ago. You almost played a show with these guys.
Yep. And then they dropped.
Well, that's a bummer, isn't it?
Yep.
Did the show still happen without them or?
Oh, it still happened.
Oh,
and
okay.
It was the worst show I've ever played in my entire life.
Oh, geez.
Cause I was terribly sick, and I literally thought I was going to vomit on stage.
Oof.
I was That's popping hard. Altoids like they were some sort of terrible, terrible thing.
Altoids?
Altoids. I had to
curb your
to curb
nausea?
My nausea, yeah.
Does that work?
Oh, it works.
Really?
I mean, to an extent. I think it's more of a placebo thing for me at this point.
Okay.
But, I mean, I do it pretty often when I do get nausea, so.
You know, people think I'm weird with Altoids in particular. Because if you give me
them.
I do. I eat them in one bite. I just crunch
no.
away and people look at me like I'm psychotic.
You're like my girlfriend. She does the same thing.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
And I'm just like, y'all are crazy.
Tell her that I agree with her, because if they didn't want me to just consume Altoids in one bite, then they shouldn't have made the texture so perfect for biting. It's got a great crunch to it when you chop into it.
Fair. I have done it before just to like test the waters, you know, because I'm just like, all right, let's just see what the hype is. Crunch. And then I sneeze, because that's what happens.
Everyone thinks I'm mental. I'm glad to hear that there is someone on my side on this one. Anyways, so we're going to play that song for you, and then we'll be back right after
that. I'm excited to hear this band that I never actually heard because I didn't even play with them.
Honestly, like, I put them on the playlist because I remember listening to them, and I was like, oh, they're okay. And I don't remember them being amazing. I don't remember this song. Like, I think I listened to it once, and I was like, it's okay enough. I threw it on the playlist, and I don't remember anything about it. It might be good. It might stink. You might like it. You might hate it.
Let's give it a whirl.
I don't know, but we're going to listen to it anyways.
dream alone, I wake. I'll give you something so real.
Hello, everyone. We're back again. This time we got another PSA for you. If you have shortness of breath, wheezing, chronic bronchitis, or smoker's cough, it could be COPD, the fourth leading cause of death. Ask your doctor about a simple breathing test and new treatments for COPD. More information at www.learnaboutcopd.org. A message from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Actually, someone in my family has COPD.
Ooh.
I know. Well, you know, it's unfortunate, but if you're a smoker, you know, blah, 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 you know the risks, all that stuff.
Unfortunately.
Just be careful out there, you know? Yeah, just be careful. Be mindful of what you're doing to your body. You know, I have smoked in the past. I haven't smoked in 6 months,
you know,
which is really cool. So... yeah, you know, I never wanted to make it a habit, but, you know, some people don't, and then it just becomes one, so.
I have never smoked.
Good for you, buddy. You're not missing out on much. You are not missing out on much. Anyways, it is 9:45. We don't have much longer here, unless whoever's scheduled to come here at 10 doesn't show up, in which case, maybe we'll stay an extra few minutes, but we'll see what happens. We've only got time for a couple more songs, so I'm going to go ahead and play a couple for you. We'll be back with a possibly final message, but maybe not, before we leave for the night. But until then, a couple more songs for you.
Streets that race.
That was Dreams Tonight by a band called Always, which I found about it recently, but apparently they're pretty famous. They're good. I like them. And then before that, we played a song by a band called La Dispute. That was off their album Wildlife, which is, in my opinion, their best. Actually, maybe I like the first one a little bit more, but they're both really solid albums. Anyways, this is Danny, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We have time for one more song for you guys. Maybe more. We're not positive if the DJ scheduled to be here at 10 o'clock is here yet or if they're showing up, but we're going to plan on one more song. And then if another one plays, then you know that we're hanging out for a little bit longer. How you doing, Frankie?
I'm living.
I can't believe it's already been 2 hours.
Per usual. Yeah, no. Time flies.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun. So, we're going to play one more song. And what do you got for me? You got anything in mind?
You want a little more yelling?
A little more yelling?
Not too much. Not too much. Soft enough with some yelling.
All right, sure. Let's go for it. What am I playing?
It's going to be my Boys and Girls in Summer Homes. The song is called Foster. They are not a band no longer.
That's right. I remember you telling me that they had a farewell show. And did you guys play that too?
We did.
Okay.
Very fun show.
What's the name of the song again?
Foster.
Foster? Is that on Spotify, my dude?
It is.
Is it?
Summer Homes.
What's the name of the album?
Good question.
I'm not seeing it.
I think the album is called Summer Homes.
They have one album called Nocturnes, and they have two EPs. Or they have one EP and then a single.
Oh, that'd be unfortunate if they
took
it down.
I know. You come up with a song, and it's not even on Spotify.
It used to be. They better not take it down.
What are you doing, Spotify? Come on.
Hold on. Hold the phone. No, they're up there. You pressed the wrong Summer Homes.
There's two Summer Homes?
Post-Human is the name of the album. I'm sorry that I forgot about that.
There's two. You're right. There is two Summer Homes.
Yep.
Huh.
That's the one.
I guess we should be lucky no one got sued or anything.
Ah.
You know, same band names and all.
True.
All right. Foster. There it is. So we are going to listen to Foster by a band called Summer Homes. And we may or may not be here after the song is over. I just want to remind everyone, again, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And regardless of whether or not if we stay or if we go, it has been a pleasure playing music for you.